Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are live tonight. Today is October 7th, 2012. And so if you're listening, you can call in and ask your questions of the Akashic Records. And if you're looking at the Akashic Record website on BBS Radio, you'll see that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. But it's so much more than that. I've been working with the Akashic Records for well over 16 years, and I'm a teacher. I do life coaching with the Akashic Records, and I also do business coaching with the Akashic Records. And you are able to email your questions directly to me. I've got my computer on, and you can email them to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom, just like the name of the show, .com. Or you can call me, and the toll-free numbers are 888-429-5471. Or you can, if you're out of the country, you can dial direct. Our country code is 011, and you can call 530-513-6472. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, first of all, you know, we're getting closer and closer to December 12th. I'm sure other people are talking about it. They're talking about the economic precariousness of our country and the world. They're talking about the precariousness of our safety around the world and where we live in the United States. And the reality is, and you've heard me say this before, there are a lot of people dealing in fear. And we will dance to the drummer that is closest to our perception of reality. So what you have to do is decide, what is it you believe? What is it do you know within you is truth? Because no one can make that decision for you. No one can tell you that 4 years is enough for Barack Obama. No one can tell you that the reality is, and this is what I don't understand, and I'm not a political person, but I don't understand how they expected this man to fix what happened 8 years before he came in that destroyed our economy. And they expected this man to fix it in 4 years. And I'm sure there's some people who would love to talk about that. But the reality is, there's a lesson to be learned here. And it's not about politics. It's about understanding what's before you, what's possible, what you're willing to do, what you're able to do in the time allotted, and what society will, quite frankly, allow you to do in this particular case. So it's your perception as to where you're going to go with this. I mean, with your life, not just with the election. That's an American thing. We have to be concerned about it. I don't know that there's a way out. I don't know that anybody knows. Can you really think that anybody knows what's the right decision? You have to vote with your heart, not even with your facts. It's really about, in your heart, What do you know to be true? So, that's a whole other story, I suppose. As I said, I'm not a political person, but I do encourage you to search your heart about what's right and what's going to benefit you. If you're a woman, will it benefit you to vote for Barack Obama? If you're a senior citizen, will it benefit you? If you're a small business person, will it benefit you? If you're a minority, will it benefit you? So, there's a lot to be thinking about in the next month, about how you want your life to look and feel. There's a lot of people on the station that would, well, I don't know a lot, but I know there's a few that are very much a libertarian mindset. And that is just fine. But where did that get us after 8 years? Okay, so enough about politics. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about how you want your life to look and feel. Let's talk about what your choices are to create your life. And there have been many times when we've worked in a program to help you make a decision about who you are, who you want to be, etc. So you have to decide, what are you doing today to make a difference, not just in your life, but in the lives of others? What are you doing today? What did you do today that made you feel good about you? What did you do today that made you feel proud of you? And it doesn't have to be a huge deal. It doesn't have to be anything like that. All it has to do is be understood, okay, as something that you felt good about. What did you feel good about? So, what are you going to do tomorrow that's going to make you feel good about you? So I'd like to talk to some folks, and you can actually talk about anything you'd like tonight. I'm sure that there's some people who are still listening, and I'm sure there's some people that as soon as I started talking about what I did, turned it off. But the reality is we are all in this together, whether you live in the United States or not. We are in this together as far as saving our planet and moving forth in a collective consciousness. A collective consciousness. Because every time you think something, you influence somebody else's thinking. It's an energetic web is the best way to explain it. Every thought has a vibration and frequency. So when you think something or feel something, that actually gets transmitted into the ethers and is picked up by someone else. And it's like attracts like. And so when you have the mindset, for example, of peace, as long as you have a larger mindset of peace than you do have a mindset of war, you're going to have more peace. When you have a mindset more of abundance and prosperity, and when more people are thinking like that, then that overcomes the majority of thought that would be of lack. So we have to be very careful how we allow ourselves to literally think, and we have to be very careful as to what we tell ourselves or the kind of self-talk we have. Because unless we are clear about what we want to create, we have to remember that our words truly do help shape our future, as they help shape our now. So again, it is 11:14 in Akron, and I will go ahead and give these numbers out, and it's 888-429-5471 or 530-513-6472. So, today was a great day. I actually went out to Lucy's Art and Frame out in Wickliffe, Ohio, and did consultations with some great folks. We're going to do a workshop there in the beginning of November. Also going to be doing a workshop here in Akron in October. So that's what we want to talk about. Talk about what you want. There was a question about whether or not the opinion about 4 years was my opinion or the records. Absolutely my opinion. And this is not a political show. I've actually asked the records about what to believe and what not to believe about politics. And the interesting thing about it is they won't come forward with any type of answer because they'll never really tell us what to do. Nor will they ever... they won't tell us what to do. They'll give us all the information we need to make the appropriate decisions. But from a political standpoint, the comments that are coming from the records is that we need to search our hearts. And whatever your heart tells you is where you have to move forward. But you also have to move forward in your life. What are you personally doing to help make your life better? And how can you move forward in doing what it is that you truly want to do? So we do appreciate that comment, especially from the person that it came from, because I haven't heard from this person for a while. So it's good to see you back with a question. But I don't want to make this a political show. It was just, for whatever reason, I was drawn to say it, and we can move on to a different subject. But the subject that is really coming forward from the records is, what are you as a human being doing to make your life better? What are you doing as a human being to bring more joy into your life? Because what this planet truly needs is a larger, joyful, loving molecule, if you will. It's a thought process, as I said. And that's what needs to come forward. It's not about anger. It's not about resentment. It's about forgiveness and loving. And when that shifts, when we get enough people throwing that love and throwing that caring and throwing that forgiveness, if you will, it truly will no longer be about politics. It'll only be about what is the best for the world, not just for one country. That's the ultimate goal, is to help us all live in peace. So please be aware. Please be aware of where your thoughts are. Please be aware of the underlying thoughts that you have and what creates the ones that you do have and where they go. Please, please, please. We were talking today earlier when I was doing consultations about, there was a client that was suffering, and I do have permission. There's a client that was suffering a depression. And the question was that this particular person was walking in fear. And the comment was for her to imagine what the fear was. And so when asked, "What is your fear?" her answer was she didn't know. That she was fearing an unknown, but that didn't even exist. Because she learned fear early in her life. And it was very interesting the way it came down, because as soon as she moved into the consideration that she didn't know what the fear was, her whole body shifted. A lightness came over here. Her, it was almost like she had a realization of, huh, what am I afraid of? So I ask you, if you're living in fear, what is your fear? Is it a fear you can control? Is it a fear that's real? Is it a real threat to your life? What is it you truly want in your life? And again, they keep saying, what steps have you taken to create it? What steps have you taken to look at patterns that have actually prevented you from getting it? Who are you today? And how is that different about how you feel about yourself than even yesterday or last week? So all these questions that come forward from the master's teachers and loved ones are for you to journal. If you have questions about your life, call the numbers. If you'd like to talk about, quite frankly, anything but politics, because I really don't want to get into politics, but if you want to talk about anything about your life, call the numbers. And so we are at 1122 in Akron, Ohio, and we have 8 more minutes to the program, unless somebody calls to make it longer. So, would you love to call in and tell us what joy you felt today? We'd love to hear that too. You know, here in Ohio, the leaves are changing, and there is a whole variety of different wonderful leaves that are painted in so many different colors as I look outside my balcony. Gorgeous trees with different beautiful leaves. Even though those leaves are now dead, they're beautiful as they make their way to the ground. But the beautiful, beautiful fall weather is something that if for some reason you live in California or any place that doesn't have the leaves changing, if you've never seen the fall, I encourage you to look at pictures and someday travel so that you can actually see how beautiful the trees are in their majesties. The trees truly are like windows to our souls, because they all shed what they no longer need, and they revive themselves on a regular basis. the same way we do. Each night when we go to sleep, we revive ourselves for the morning. Each day is a new day. Each second is a new second. But we can only create what we believe. If we're limited by our beliefs of what's possible, that's where we're going to stand. And we'll never be able to get out of that belief system unless we shift our knowing, or our believing, or our even the ideas of possible. So, my friends, I want to thank you for listening. And I want to let you know that there's a Universal Light Expo that's coming up in Columbus, Ohio. And that's coming up on the, in fact, it's coming up next weekend. And it's it's actually like a Veterans Day. It's not, I don't think it's really, maybe it is Veterans Day. No, maybe tomorrow's Veterans Day. But it starts on November, I want to say, 12th. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Yeah, it starts, well, actually, it starts on the 13th. And it's the 13th and 14th. And it's there. It's available for anybody who wants to come. It's a small charge of only $10 to get in. There's over 150 speakers, over 300 booths. And it's the Vets Memorial in Columbus, Ohio. If you're anywhere near there, you may want to take a drive. I'll be speaking at 10 o'clock in the morning. And so please do check us out. Well, I want to thank you again all for listening, and it's been a great pleasure talking to you. And I hope you all sleep well. And again, search your heart of how you truly want to be. How you want your life to look and feel. So I thank you, everyone, for listening. And with that, I'm going to close the records for the Akashic. Oh, I got a call, so I guess I'm not going to. Hello, caller.
Hey, Donna, it's JoJo.
Hey, JoJo, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Okie dokie, what's up?
Actually, there's a lot going on. I'm just going to shut the door. I didn't know if I was going to get in before you signed off. Okay. All better now because the radio is still on in the other room.
Okay. Do you need to shut it off?
I basically went... Well, it's too far away from my cord, but I can hear you as long as you're not getting feedback.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm calling in because I actually took a trip up to the Big Redwoods in Northern California.
Ooh, nice.
This past week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they changed me. They really changed me, and I spend a lot of time in nature, as you know.
Yeah.
But this is different. And I feel like there's something that, even though they changed me, I think that there's something that they wanted to say that I'm not understanding right now, but I'm sure you could bring through.
Well, the interesting thing about the Redwoods is how ancient they are. You know, they were here almost since the planet began, in some cases. Do you understand that? I mean, some of those trees are thousands of years old.
Yeah, that's what I was... One of the things that I looked at them and I'm like, huh... These trees have been here 1,500, 2,000 years that I'm right next to.
Right.
They've made it through all the BS.
Right.
That, you know, it's kind of being brought up and shown to everyone right now.
Right.
And when I had that thought, I also had the thought that if humanity had actually wiped them all out, I don't even know if this iteration would have made it, to be honest. It's like they're that powerful. They're that wise.
Right.
And they're that incredible.
Well, you have to understand that the redwoods, there's a part of the redwood forest that has trees that are connected under the roots. I'm thinking it's the redwoods, but here's the picture, and I'm hoping it's the redwoods. But here's what I'm being shown: that there is a tree formation where the actual trees look like they're separate, and the underlying trees and the underlying roots are all connected. So it looks like they're separate, but they're all connected. Now the interesting thing, when you were there in the redwoods, did you happen to actually hug a tree?
I did a few things. I leaned against them. You know, I did meditations, and I actually put the crystal that I wear on my heart next to a real special one.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a few things, but the main thing I did is I thanked them.
Right.
And it may sound goofy and tree hugging or whatever, but I mean, I really thanked them from like the core of my being, like I had never connected with nature before. It was just a real pure place, and it was an understanding beyond my normal daily functionings, but I just thanked them, you know,
right,
just acknowledging what they've done for us.
And, well, the reason I ask is because when you go heart-to-heart with those wonderful beings, you can almost feel the earth down to the core. By actually hugging it, by putting your arms.
Sense.
You can never, your arms could never go around them to begin with. But just by putting your arms out and around, it's like the energy goes right through your body to the core of the earth. And it does change you. But it sounds like you did that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I've connected with them. What I sense when I'm connecting with them, or like if I'm actually physically touching them,
mm-hmm,
is just like a deepness. I mean,
right,
you describe it much better, but it's just a deepness like, whoa, that went deep.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, though, the redwoods are truly messengers. The other thing that's interesting is they actually anchor a good part of this planet. Their roots are so deep that they actually anchor part of the planet. You know, the interesting thing of what else I am hearing, I'm just telling you what the records are telling me. When Avatar was being written, the thought of the redwoods is what created the idea of the Tree of Souls. Are you familiar with the movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, and it's so funny you're bringing all this up, because that flashed through my head too, and
mm-hmm,
it was kind of like of course. I mean,
this
is the model for a 5,000-foot tree or whatever it was,
mm-hmm,
in the movie.
And in fact, that people lived in the trees and would be living in different areas of the trees. And the other piece that it's important is that did you see the new movie about the Planet of the Apes?
I haven't, no.
Well, the new movie had to do with a strain of disease that actually destroys the Earth, that then ends up creating the Planet of the Apes. And so the new movie was about was a prequel. Like, that's what started the Planet of the Apes. But what was interesting is that it was the humans that created the actual disease that infected the apes, that ended up infecting the humans, and it was spread by an airline pilot that ended up getting it from somebody else. This may sound familiar to some folks. And when they finally released the apes to a natural habitat, the first place they went was to the redwoods.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so, I mean, because it took place in San Francisco. Now, people will say, well, that's just a movie. You know, those are just movies. I understand that. But when I watched it, it was it was very clear to me that there was some symbolism there. Whether or not the authors or the screenwriters meant it or not, but for me, there was symbolism of going back to the trees, of going back to the ancients, of going back, like, back to the future. Does that make sense? Like, those trees hold the future.
Yeah, yes, it really does.
Yeah, you've got to feel it. The trees hold the future of our civilization if we just listen to what their needs are and give the trees what they need. There's also comments that below those trees are also extraterrestrial bases.
Huh.
There's some in Sedona. There's some, you know, and all over the Southwest, as well as there, because they're so ancient. They're holding in the grid of the planet, and these are extraterrestrials, if you will, that are helping maintain the life of those wonderful trees. But that's not just what they're doing. But there's other stuff going on. But that there are bases down below that. Now, you had a reaction to that. What was your reaction about?
It's really interesting because, well, this was such a personal experience, and I'm happy to share it right now. But it's so profound that I'm still figuring out what it was.
Okay.
I just knew I needed to go back as soon as possible.
Okay.
And the trees themselves are amazing, but it's the energy of being near them and being affected by it.
Right.
That is
right.
Even more. Well, it goes in with what you were saying earlier in the show about what's in your heart.
Right.
You know, it's almost like I got clarity from being there. Like, what have I been doing with my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, okay, well, I've been doing pretty good. These things are what I really want. These other things, they just need to go away. They're a waste of my time.
Right.
And I could go on and on about that because it's been a big clearing process. But the energies were ancient, and like I said, I kind of looked at the planet so much differently, you know, like, what are we doing to this place? Like, these were almost gone. These messengers, like you said, they're almost gone. And for what reason? To make some fast money in a way?
Yeah.
And the ironic thing is, a lot of the groves that are saved of the big titans, which are the giant redwoods, there's big redwoods and they're the titans that are just like on a whole other level.
Right, exactly.
And these groves of them, a lot of them are named after, you know, the timbermen who made so much money off them. It's like, oh, we'll save these 10 trees and name them after the guy that cut down the previous 100,000. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. But there are so many things that came in this perspective. I was kind of like, why did these make it? And the other 96% of these amazing trees were just gone, just vanished.
Right.
Yeah. And it just, a lot of just the views of humanity that came through to me were like, whoa, what have we done? And I was already like that, but this was kind of like a concrete, in my face, I can't escape it example. So
no,
I don't know if that speaks exactly to like where you left off with the alien bases, but that makes sense too, because you look at the Star Wars movies, and in one of the places I got a lot of amazing photos, it's where they filmed Star Wars, and you can see why, because everywhere you look around is a picture.
From the Ewok village.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Prairie Creek is one of the Redwood Parks, and that's where they did a lot of filming for at least one of the Star Wars movies.
Wow. That in itself is amazing.
James Lucas himself lives in Marin County.
Sure.
Amongst Redwoods.
Sure.
So you know, he's tapped in with them.
Oh, yeah, he's for sure. That and a lot of other stuff, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the other thing, too, is that they not only have messages to give us, but they also have, like I said, the hope to give us as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
agree.
It's almost like,
I agree. Because they have, there's a fearlessness in them.
Yeah.
They've survived what humanity's thrown at them, and
right.
They're still here right now during the shift, and I think that's another energy that got put into me, is just kind of a fearlessness, like all the things that seem to be out there, all the boogeymen, whether it's gas rising or this silly political whatever it's called,
right.
But what does it really matter to our personal lives, like right now, what can we do?
Right. What individually can we do that can affect our lives today? Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what the records were talking about creating a larger mass of peace and love, because it attracts other thoughts the same way. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Did you take pictures, laying on the ground looking up?
I got a few like that.
Uh-huh.
And I got a lot of the shafts of light that come through there.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Really different than other places.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But for whatever reason, I love the bark. There's
yeah.
so many different textures and colors that come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really focused on the bark, because it's hard to capture a 350-foot tree.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
say, here,
I can understand the challenge
picture.
On that.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you just can't get far enough back, right?
Yeah, and then you bump into the other tree, the other 350-footer,
exactly.
And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but now, do you have those pictures up on your website yet?
I've put two pictures up so far.
So why don't you tell everybody what their website is, so people can go to your website?
The simple place to go, because I posted them on my Facebook page, is JoJo Shaiken Photography on Facebook.
Okay.
And just JoJo, and then my last name is Shaiken.
And
so I've posted a couple.
Now give the whole address,
like,
because do they have to friend you in order to get your Facebook page?
No, I leave it open so people that don't even have a Facebook account can go and look at it.
Okay, so give the address again.
JoJo Shaiken Photography.
Okay.
On Facebook.
And the word's on Facebook?
No, I'm just saying, like if you go to Google, you can search JoJo Shaiken Photography, and then it'll come up like in the top few in the Google search, if not the first one.
Okay. And then just click on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell I'm not a really Facebook person?
Yeah, and that's fine. Well, it was fun to be away from technology for a few days.
Right.
And kind of come home and reorient, like, oh, I used to do this for the last 3 months straight. Oh, okay.
Where else have you been going? Have you taken any more pictures of the lightning and the different wonderful places around where you are?
Oh, yeah, we got lightning about 6 months ago, you know, in the area I live. And I've been up Big Sur a few times. But the biggest trip I've been on, like I said, was to the Redwoods for 3 days.
Oh, that's great.
And I think that's another reason why it had such an impact, because I'd been kind of working away at the office for so long.
And I
take little escapes, because I live in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, for sure.
Right.
But I'm used to these energies. I've been here for over 30 years.
Sure.
You know, and I still love Big Sur, and Big Sur's got redwoods, too.
Yeah.
It was just something different up there.
Different energy,
and it's
that's
something
for sure.
That I think, I think a lot of people, you know, call them spiritual seekers. I think a lot of spiritual seekers would benefit from visiting or tapping in with them, because I'm always searching for something, you know, something special.
Sure.
And it kind of surprised me.
Well, now,
you know, just kind of snuck up on me.
Well, that, now, just so you know, I'm actually going to be in San Diego. I'm actually coming in for a Merkaba workshop with Lori Rayon, but I'm going to be also be doing a workshop for the Akashic Records on the 17th and 18th of November in Oceanside. But I'm also going to be speaking at the Controversial Bookstore on November 14th and at a spiritual lightworker seekers group on the 15th of November. So if you or anybody else would like more information on that, just let me know and email me, and I'll give you some information about where that's happening.
Okay.
So, because now you, how far of a drive is it for you?
San Diego for me is about 6 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. Somehow I didn't realize it was that far. Sir, there's a. I think, how far are you from Carmel?
If I go up the one with little traffic, it's about 2.5 hours.
Because I was in Carmel, and I loved the sea, the beaches there. The way the rocks play.
Oh, they're special.
Yeah, they really are. I really love that. You know, so, but
did you have a chance to do 17-mile drive?
Yes. I think that's what we drove from San Francisco down to San Diego on Route 1. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, if you go into Monterey, you'd have to jog a little off the road.
Uh-huh.
'Cause 17-mile drive is where Pebble Beach and stuff is.
Yes, we went past there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we stopped. This is years ago, but we also went to the Hearst Castle, you know, all through there.
Hearst Castle's 45 minutes from my house.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is back in the 80s that we went. So it was a great drive. It's something that I'll never forget. It was beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah, and back then I bet it was a lot less busy, too.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was gorgeous. You know, I mean, of course I haven't been there lately, but it wasn't at all busy, you know. But I'm sure it's a lot busier now. But at the time, there was no traffic on that road. You know, it was just a nice way to drive. Absolutely.
So. Yeah. And did you enjoy Big Sur, too?
I did. It was, I found it to be exhilarating and calming all at the same time. Does that make sense?
That's interesting.
It was just really... I mean, I was very excited to be there, and yet it was the energy there at the time was very calming. So I don't know, how do you find it?
There's a sense of the real about it.
Yeah.
I always tell people it's like it's raw and wild at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
And primal. But like you said, you're excited. I think that part, that deep part within us gets excited like, oh, away from everything. There's nothing man-made out here because it wouldn't last, you know, with the wave crashing against the mountains, basically.
It brought back some very, very primitive memories, yeah. You know, like you said, raw. I would say that would be true. That's a great way to describe it. Absolutely. So.
And to mention the redwood one more time,
the
southernmost coastal redwoods are in Big Sur. There's a few trees south of that where I live, but really like the forests of redwoods, they stop in Big Sur. So that's, they go from there all the way up into Oregon.
Wow.
Along the coast.
Wow.
Yeah. So they hold some of that magic too. I mean, Big Sur has a variety of things.
Well, again, what I'm hearing is that they're also along a fault line, and they're holding the earth together at the fault line.
Wow, that makes sense too.
Yeah, That's why they're anchoring part of the earth. So, and again, not being a scientist or a geologist or anything like that, I just tell you what I hear. You know, so.
Yeah, well, you're right on, because if you look at a map, because I have a earthquake map of California I look at every day,
mm-hmm.
and right up in that area, there's earthquakes going on all the time, but little ones.
Yeah. Why do you look at the map every day?
I just kind of tune in, you know, I look at the tides and the earthquakes, you know, in California especially, but all over the world,
uh-huh.
just to kind of like, you know, if there's a huge one and I'm feeling weird, and that'll make sense, because sometimes those energies will just throw me.
But let me ask you this. Do you, when you have the earthquake map, do you send light to it?
That's a good question. At times, but not very often, to be honest.
So maybe you want to start considering that.
Okay.
Because because the different fault lines can really use the energy of love. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And the more we can send that love to them, it actually gives them strength. So. And that's okay. An important piece for all of us. Because, again, the more we allow strength to be given, the more, you know, and the more we send it out, the more we receive it back, right?
Very true. And I guess just from my experience, I'm sure a lot of people are doing the same thing at times, like, well, what can I do? I'm sitting here in my room or my car going to work. What can I actually do to help right now?
That's one of them.
And sending prayers is simple.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I noticed it in the forest, because just from opening up and letting go of whatever I'd been, you know, the schedule I was holding on to or whatever, obviously something shifted me big enough to, you know, call in tonight and try and figure out what actually happened.
Right, absolutely. But that's what happens here is it's really going to be important for people to start sending light and praying, not from a place of fear, but from a place of love.
Yeah.
From a
and
place
thanking,
of gratitude.
Thanking the fault line for holding the energy.
Yeah, exactly. Again, not...
You know, and moving slowly as opposed to cracking open and, you know, letting everything
right.
break loose.
It's about sending light with gratitude and love, you know, that with the support of and you know that with you know the more people that can send that kind of energy with support and love, you know, the better off we are. So every time you look at the map,
that makes sense.
Be grateful. Send love. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. That makes a lot of sense.
So
well, it's weird, and I, you know, I guess I'd held on to it. Like you said, you were talking about fear earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And there was some level or layer of that kind of surrounding my thoughts.
Interesting.
And for whatever reason, when I was in those forests of the big trees, I let that go. I was like, who cares about that? I'm just going to do this that I feel inside.
Right. Right.
And it was a big, you know, it was a reminder, of course. I'd done that plenty of times in my life, but this had been a while I'd been holding on to this. I guess as too wrapped up in societal stuff to just let go. And then and letting go in a place of such a powerful place in nature, it became easier and it became supportive for me to do it again.
Well, because it was also a safe place for you to do it.
Yeah.
The energy was there to be able to receive it. See, the energy of the trees, it's like the energy of the ocean. You know, it holds the emotional energy that is that are given to it. That's why what the master teachers and loved ones are saying is about sending love and gratitude rather than fear and angst and anger, because the trees vibrate to such a high frequency that we have to be able to understand that they're like receptors. So
yeah,
love
big
strengthens.
Receptors.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, what?
They're big receptors.
Yeah, big ones. But the idea is that still the receptors, you know, can be built up with love and torn down with hate. Built up with love but scarred with fear. And so they need to be built up. I mean, just to continue doing what they're doing. It's about the gratitude.
Yeah. Well, and all kinds of magical stuff grows in them, you know, the mushrooms and ginseng and all kinds of stuff. So it really is a magical forest full of stuff, full of treasures, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look real close, you'll really see a lot of devas. You know, the forests are full of the plant devas and the flower devas and the wood devas and the, I mean, it's just, you know, wonderful fairyland.
Yeah. Well, and I'll have to send you one of the photos, because I got a photo of some kind of light energy or spirit. I don't know what it is yet, but it's nothing that I've ever seen on film or digital or any camera.
Oh, yeah, do that. I'll put it on my Facebook page. I'll just try to figure out how to do it.
Okay. Oh, you know, it'll be easy. You can just share it.
Okay. All right.
Or I'll share it to your page if you want.
Well, aren't you a friend of mine on Facebook?
Yeah, so I can just share it on your page.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that way you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, good. Good. So that's great. Well, we are coming to the end of the show, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for all the information, and I hope this got out to a lot of people.
I hope so, too.
I know these energies want to be shared.
Absolutely. One way or another, it'll be out there. So, thank you so much. And thank you for all you do, too, JoJo. You've got a great gift. So,
well, thank you.
I'm very lucky. We just love to support the folks that love the earth, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate it, and thank you. I always love listening to your shows, and always appreciate all your help.
Okay, kiddo. Well, you have a good evening, and someday we'll meet personally, okay?
Definitely.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, JoJo Shaken, and we hope that you go to his Facebook page, that you can see all this wonderful art and photography. It's like he blows your mind with the beautiful photos he takes. It's just gorgeous. So I hope you do that. And again, this, you know, we're coming down to the point of we have to make the choice of love, because there really isn't any other choice, is there? It's got to be love, right? Of course, I guess it doesn't have to be love. It doesn't have to be love for you if you don't want it to be. But for me, I choose love. I choose forgiveness. And I hope you do too. So we are going to end the program, and we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We have one more comment. Okay. Okay, there's a website that is being shared. That there's one called doasone.com, where we can go and meditate with people from all over the world at the same time. And that is sent in from Debbie. It's called doasone.com. And it's a, wow, this is a great place. Universal Breathing Room. Wow, this is a great website. Thank you, Debbie, so much for this wonderful, wonderful website. So we'll have to get involved a little bit further and have to take some time to look at it. So, all right, my friends. Well, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records. And first, before I even close them, I want to say to you all, may your hearts be opened and your burdens be lifted. May your bitterness dissolve. And may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed, if you'll join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. See you next week. And hopefully I'll be back in time to be able to do this live again. Okay. Otherwise, I'll be at the Universal Light Expo, and we'll talk the following weekend. Have a great one. Good night.